5 years. 5 years. Oh, it's nothing. Just musing to myself. 5 years really is a lifetime, isn't it? Especially for those who get to work the standard 9-to-5 jobs. For me, it's nothing special. Just another turn of time's wheel, leaving me in the same place I've been for the past 15, 14, I don't know how many years. I stopped counting. It's what you do when you clean up other people's messes. That included your mess as well. Oh, surely you haven't forgotten, Agent. Playing dumb is usually unattractive. But on you, it's really adorable. Are you certain you want your co-workers hearing this? You know, the ones that have been watching so intensely on the other side of the window? Then again, it will be beautiful to watch you squirm, as this is read from the court transcripts. It's a pretty damning thing to have on your record. Imagine the looks and stares you'll get. I knew you'd listen to reason. How could I forget what brought you to me? It was a very nice hand dealt by fate. Yes, fate? I didn't think I could meet anyone with such markmanship equal to my own. You put a single bullet through that man's head, straight down the middle and out the other side. Oh, I'll never forget it. I've heard hundreds of gunshots in my tenure. Barrages of them as holy hellfire sent in my direction. Before I, the second coming, root them all out. Leave them all as nothing but piled corpses ready to fertilize the roses. And notches for me to add to my wall. But your shot, from the moment your finger curled to that trigger, my chest tightened. I was on the edge of my seat. Well, the edge of the roof I was watching from. The bullet exploding out of the barrel, resounding like thunder in the night, made my heart skip a beat, my nerves jolting from the shock. The arousing smell of the powder within the bullets flowing into my nose, making my stomach fill with fluttering butterflies. That bullet of yours tore the air asunder in such slow motion I felt time stop on a dime. It spiraled like a football launched from an artillery gun. I could feel the wind burning around it as it tore its way for its target. And as if it played slide by slide, I was able to watch that bullet burrow clean into that man's head, the first layer of skin peeling, bits of blood spewing out like clumps of pomegranate being dug out with your finger. I could hear the hollow shell of his skull crack, the brain squishing, the arteries bursting, his body flung back by the sheer force, eyes agaping, forever frozen in deep-seated terror, until finally he hits the street with a chilling thud. The last of his breath leaves his body, and blood pools out of his head. His soul ascending to wherever souls go when the body is no longer functional. And all he had to do to have such a killing blow dealt was be unfortunate enough to have his hands in his pockets when you called out to him. You really are a magnificent shot. It was art. Oh, God. He fit the description. Such a basic line to justify shooting someone down because you panicked. Oh, yes, you did. I was there for the whole thing. Just passing by at the right time, too. You were that newborn babe, fresh from your mom's nether regions. Milk from her tits was still fresh on your lips. Someone above you thought it was wise to put a gun in your hand. Please, you were barely old enough to cross the street by yourself, let alone be trusted to make tough calls. And you, sir, made an incredibly bad, stupid call. It may have been an agonizing decision, but it was your decision. Inexperience does not eliminate free will. You are all taught to shoot to kill, not ask questions. And all you'd have to say is that you felt your life was in danger. It gets justified, you get stuck behind a desk. Meanwhile, if anyone else ever did it, we'd be looking at jail time, wouldn't we? It is you or them in the field. So what? You agents are acolytes of the Reaper now? Perhaps you guys are more beneficial to me than I thought. You would never help the likes of me. Oh, that's cliche. But you became one of my unwitting clients nonetheless. Oh, yes, you did. No one ever found the body. So no one would ever know that you shot an unarmed, innocent man just taking a late night walk. That doesn't eliminate the fact that you had no sense of awareness and acted prematurely. You just approached someone out of the blue, didn't bother to tail him, learn his methods, his motives, anything. You had no real description of this guy. And in the middle of the night, you call out his name. Did you even bother to figure out if that was his name or not? Doesn't matter. You call out his name so fiercely he had no choice but to face you the way he did. Shocked, afraid, wondering what was wrong. And that's when you pulled the trigger. Your gun was already out. You were itching to put a bullet in the head of the man that looked like this guy. Instead of finding him, you found some guy that was probably just on his way home, came back from a beer. Face it. You were a child in a grown man's world. You had no business holding a gun. You had no business being out there without a babysitter. You screwed up. And a man paid for it. Whoa! That's quite a nice punch there. Oh, my arm is vibrating from catching that one. A little slow and uncontrolled, though. Shouldn't swing when you're mad. Now that is how you do a controlled punch. Anger throws off your aim. Mwah. Maybe you should swing while you're scared. You have no issues aiming then. Please remember, you asked for my help, not the other way around. If you were going to punish me in any form, you wouldn't be standing here, well, actually, on the floor supporting a bloody nose, while one of your guys goes and gets me my chocolate and peanut butter. You'd be carting my fabulous ass off into a cell to be processed and arraigned. Yet here we are. I did you a favor getting rid of that man's body, telling the family he was the unfortunate victim of a mugging. It's the same that I do for all of my victims of my clients, so they don't go looking for revenge. I don't mean the dead victims, I mean the families. The families are victims of this as well. Guess they don't teach you that in sensitivity training, do they? Or did you never go? Why would I tell a lie? Why shouldn't I? Revenge does nothing but cause more pain. Emotional pain is very contagious. Poisonous, really. The family will want to kill or seek justice against those who killed their loved ones. Then those guys, their family, their cronies, whoever looked up to them, will seek revenge, and then it'll go on and on, in a vicious cycle. The next thing you know, you guys and every law enforcement agency are in the middle of a war. I clean up messes so that you don't have to. Yes, I'll be punished. In hindsight, by societal sites. For all the wrong reasons. It is a wrong reason. I prevent more deaths from happening. I prevent others from falling into the world that I'm in. And that chocolate and peanut butter will reveal who I've cleaned up for. What do I get out of it? What do you mean? Yes, I do have a lavish lifestyle. I own expensive things. They are gifts from my cleanups. I do get paid for what I do. No, that isn't what you're asking. It's far from it. You're asking, how do I get to stay alive? How is it that no one's tried to take me out? I'm afraid that answer will cost you more than sweets. I mean, I'm already looking at a hefty time in jail. But even I believe in self-preservation. The death penalty just doesn't go with my skin tone. Then again,
or maybe this won't cost you anything. What do I mean? I mean for you to tell your boys to develop a lead foot. Either you'll put the pieces together, or I'll be sent to a prison as high maintenance as you, never to be heard from again, and you never learn the mystery behind my longevity. Either way, I get a good ride. The most excitement I've had these past 15 years. I think that's them wanting to get you out of here. I know my records say I'm 26. Because those can't be altered. My, what a story that'll be for next time. What makes me think there'll be a next time? Because, my dear, handsome agent, you and I aren't done. Not by a long shot. Till next time.